as he is in this world, so are we. So we, as he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
True indeed,
as he is in this world, so are we.
Get it?
You know his love is sufficient. Ask for a blessing, he send it. To not believe is indignant. Full of grace, can you dig it? He can't be mocked, so don't try it. You think you can and you frying. Satan lies, but don't buy it. To know his love, I'm excited. Release. While falling to my knees, feel like flowing through the breeze, just like Christopher Reeves. Gotta practice what we preach, cause this world could be a beach built on a rock, so storms they won't breach. Say love, y'all know that's what he is. Blesses us with his gifts, cause we are indeed his kids. Peace, he is the son of man. We don't always understand, but need to follow his plan. Pray, it's how we talk to our dad. When we do it, he is glad. Best feeling we can have.
Faith,
we don't have it, we're a mess. Go through trials to get a test, but we pass and get blessed.
Get it.
You are now riding with the Dashboard Pastor, aka DBP. So strap in, get your mind ready, and let's roll.
What's up, good people? What's good with you? It is me, Anthony, the Dashboard Pastor. I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the DBP. Feeling good today. Hope everybody's feeling good, blessed, enjoying this weather, although it is awfully hot here in Denver. Good Lord. I guess if you're from the South, you'd probably make fun of us, or from Phoenix or whatever. But anyway, no clouds in the sky, and it's hot. Love y'all. Let's get into it. Today, I want to. It's a topic that keeps coming up. But I believe this topic keeps coming up because people are still stuck in it. And I reference a lot. And again, I understand I reference a lot, but I believe it's referenced a lot because people are still stuck in it. And I say people, I'm not excluding myself from this, which is why this, again, keeps coming up. And today we talk about, I'm going to title it Behind Us. And the first Bible verse, one I talk about all the time, but relevant, Philippians 3:13. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it yet. But I focus on one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward. Forgetting the past and looking forward. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I have been paying attention to things going on in my head, things I've heard people saying, things that are going on. And I've come to a conclusion. I have found that people are quick to forget when good things happen and will hold on to bad things that happen. Did you hear me? People are quick to, so something good happens, it happens, it's gone. The next minute something bad happens and we are stuck on that forever. I am exaggerating forever, obviously, but we're stuck on that for an insane amount of time. Why? Why is it that we can hold on to bad things that happen and quickly forget the good things? So in the concept of Behind Us, from the standpoint of the what I just mentioned, the bad things, in conjunction with when I was talking about why not you, think about this. Is it true that you were, and this is a hypothetical, this isn't anybody in particular, let me preface that. Is it true that you were an alcoholic. You were abusive. You were a thief. You were rude to people. Are these things true? Things are true. The question is, do these things define who you are? I've talked on this show many times about the person I was in the past and the way I thought about things. What's up? Hey, Rod, what's going on with you, man? Anyway. So, yes, it is very much this mindset of I'm good with not, that's not how I want to word it. I can look at all of the terrible things that I have been as a person, me, the things I've done to people, the mindset I had, how I treated other people for personal gain. And are those things true? Yes. Did I treat people poorly? Yes. Did I have the wrong mindset when it came to women? Yes. Did I have the wrong mindset when it came to alcohol? Yes. Did I have the wrong mindset when it came to being a father? Yes. Did I have the wrong mindset when it came to what I needed to do as a father to continue to be, you know, to like working? Did I have the wrong mindset of working? Yes. I you know, there was a time where I thought that I should get something for nothing. I love you too, Nate. It's so good to see you on here, brother. I appreciate that. So did I have these mindsets? Yes, I had these mindsets. So it's true that I had them. But are these mindsets who I am right now? No. We get so caught up in the things that we didn't do right, the things we should have done, the things we didn't do, the things that we did but were not correctly. So much so that we look past the things that we actually did right, the things that we didn't do that we shouldn't have done. And we don't give credit to that. So I may have got it wrong right here, but I got it right here. But I'm so stuck on where I got it wrong that I can't even see where I got it right. So behind us, these things are behind us for a reason. Just like, the metaphor that's been used several times, this rear view mirror, so I can look up and see what's behind me, to see where I've been, not to focus on where I'm going, because I can't go forward looking at that. Just as much as if I turn my head right now while I'm driving, trying to see what's back behind me, I'm going to run into this vehicle that's right in front of me. It's behind you for a reason. It's behind me for a reason. It's back here because that's where it needs to be. Now, that's not just the bad stuff, though, y'all. I do want to point out that people are very good at honing in on the negative over the positive, myself included. However, we do things, we can't relive the glory years, so to speak. I know there's a lot of people who get stuck in the glory years. The whole Al Bundy thing. I had one game where I threw 4 touchdowns in one game. That was cool when I was in high school. In my 40s, not so much. I didn't throw four touchdowns. I didn't play football in high school, but you get what I'm saying. Me would be like, hey, I have the long jump record at my high school. Which is cool. When I did it then, it's cool that it's still a part of my high school. It's cool that it's a part of my high school, my past. But is it who I am? I don't even coach track anymore. So what is the relevance of that accomplishment other than I set my mind to it? So here's the thing. Thank you for that, God. Where those things are important, speaking on the things behind us that are good, that we, where those things are important is it gives us a reminder, a mental checkpoint to go back to. So I can think about the fact that this is going to sound bragging, but it's the only way I can think about illustrating what I'm trying to say. My freshman year, I saw the long jump record. I said to my friend, I could beat that. And he said, okay, whatever. And then nothing was said. I didn't try out for track freshman year, sophomore year, or junior year. They tried to get me to pole vault, which scared me off because I didn't want to pole vault. So I was like, nope, I'm good. Y'all can have that. I didn't do track. Senior year comes and track is in the second semester. So the second semester of my senior year, that same friend points and goes, I thought you said you can beat that. Oh, crap. I did say that. I guess I'm going to have to do that now. So I went out for track for that very reason, because I said something when I was young and foolish that I didn't think about, that now I had to put my money where my mouth was. I had to show instead of just speak. My motivation was that number that I said I could beat. And let me tell you, first time I jumped in that first track meet, it didn't look so hot. In fact, I was like, wow, I bit off way more than I can chew, because my first jump was terrible. Didn't quit. Kept going. Eventually did it. The point of all of this is that that's a marker to think back. I can go check point to that marker and think, oh, that one time when I had set a goal, I went to accomplish that goal, I had some opposition. However, once I kept going, I was able to accomplish said goal. That there is the mental checkpoint. That when you have it in that perspective, it's not bad that you have these things in the past that you've done, because you can go back to these and think, okay, well, if I was able to just keep pushing through here and do something, then I can do it now. You can even throw some of the bad things in there, I'll be honest. You can be like, oh yeah, I remember when I did this. That sucked. That really sucked. I'm not going to do that again. If you have your past in the rearview mirror for those two purposes of what I just told you, be it both good and bad, that I can reference when I was successful and how I was successful, and when I can reference how I wasn't successful and how I wasn't successful, and I can carry that forward, that is the concept of having the rearview mirror. That is why you look in the rearview mirror. I looked in there because I saw what I just went through. I made it through that, cool. Because since I've been driving, I drove past an accident. And I looked in the rearview mirror to see that I got past that accident. Success. So I can keep pressing forward because I made it through that accident. I didn't get in the accident. I saw somebody else's mistake and I learned from it. If you ever listen to what I'm saying on here, you'll know that where I'm going with that. I learned from watching somebody else's mistake. That is wisdom. Now, I'm not going to try to go back to that car accident and meditate on it profusely. Why? Because I already made it past it. Mental checkpoint. So the concept of having these things behind us still very valid in where I'm coming from, what I'm talking about, because like I said, it is important that I have a point of reference for things to help me continue on my path going forward. It is important for me to have a point of reference for things for me to continue moving forward, which I'm still doing what that verse said. I press forward. I focus forward by forgetting the past. Having a point of reference is not the same thing as dwelling on. And that is what that is getting at. That Bible verse is getting at me not dwelling on what happened back then. I'm pressing forward on now. I got to get to a point because I have another Bible verse. Excuse me. And I got myself in a spot where just driving. Anyway, the point is, we need to keep checkpoints and points of references about where we need to go and quit focusing on where we didn't go. Where we need to be, not where we was. I know that wasn't very grammatical, but whatever. You know what I mean. Let me pull over right quick so I can read this last one. All right. This last Bible verse is going to seem a bit harsh, perhaps, but I'll talk to you about it. Luke 9:6, and it says, "But Jesus told them, anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God." Like I said, sounds harsh, I know. But as I read that Bible verse, God gave me this revelation, I'm gonna tell you. In tandem to what I was just talking about, what that Bible verse is saying is, if you can't get past what you did back here, you're not going to be effective to anybody or anything going forward, including the kingdom of God. You cannot be effective by looking behind you. You cannot be effective by moping about the things that you did wrong. You cannot be effective by celebrating the things that you did right 50 years ago. And that's all you focus on. You cannot be effective for the kingdom doing these things. It is an impossibility. It's the same concept of you cannot possibly walk forward straight and have your head behind you. Wherever your eyes are is where you are going to go. So that's why people make a big deal about when you're driving, paying attention to the road in front of you. Why is that? Because if I'm looking over here, that's where I'm going to go. My car is going to follow where my eyes are. I'm going to start drifting that way where eventually I'm either going that direction or I done ran into something because I wasn't paying attention to where I was going. This Bible verse is saying just that. You cannot, if you are trying to do something for the kingdom and you are too busy looking behind you, you will not be effective. Apply that to your family. Apply that to friends. Apply that to your work. Apply that to whatever you are doing in your life. If you are too busy looking behind you when you're trying to accomplish something, you will not be effective. You can have the points of references, like I said. I can reference, I was successful with this, but then I got to look straight again. I can reference when I messed up, but I gotta look straight again. That is the only way for me to be effective. Focusing on where I need to be. Focus on where I'm going, not where I've been. What's the saying? Go, it ain't where you're from, it's where you at. What is that saying? Don't matter what happened back here. It's about what's going on right here and going in that direction. So, hear me when I say, it ain't where you from, it's where you at. Be present where you at. Be present on where you're going. Don't worry about where you've been. Don't worry about where you're from, where you came from, what you did, because that is a part of you, but it shouldn't define you. That is a part of you, but it shouldn't define you. Where I've been, where I'm from, has not a lot of reference on where I'm at. What do I mean by that? As a child, growing up on the west side of Denver, there are some things that I learned living there that I still carry with me. However, if I kept the mentalities that came with living on that side of town, I wouldn't be the man I am today. Because there's a lot of mentalities that were wrong that I learned living in that area. Not talking bad about the area like it is the worst thing ever. That is not what I'm saying. But there were some mentalities that I learned. There were some things that I saw. There were some things that I heard that were not good for me to carry with me as I'm trying to go forward to be the man of God, the husband, the father that I was called to be. So you got to let go of the mentalities and the past things that you learned that are blocking your progression. You've got to let go of the mentalities and the things in the past that are blocking progression. Even the things that were quote unquote good, because we get trapped in this mindset of things, the glory days, we can't see going forward. This is why people trip up on the same things constantly, because we are stuck. Oh, I remember this. Oh, I remember that. Man, you remember this. You remember that, it's good. It's fun to reminisce. And there are times it's good to have conversations reminiscing with your folks. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. What I'm saying is when I get around you, whoever you are, and if every time I'm around you, all you are doing is telling me about what I did when I was a teenager. Excuse me. And that's all I hear. The Bible says, we get faith by hearing. So what we hear is how we gain faith. Now the Bible says we should get our faith by hearing the word of God, but that isn't the only way that we get faith. So if every time I'm around, all I'm hearing is, man, you were this, you were that, you used to do this. Wow, boy, you were something else. And that's all I'm ever hearing. That's what my faith is in. So that point is, it is terrible to throw people's past in their face. If you got someone that's trying to progress as a person and you keep bringing up their past, shame on you, because you are blocking their progression. That's wrong to do that. reminiscing, bringing things up, moving past it, that's one thing. But every time you see an individual, here's an example. If you have someone who is an addict, whatever they're an addict of, it doesn't matter, but they are trying to move past, they are progressing past this addiction, and you keep coming up and throwing their past in their face of all the things they've done because of this addiction, how is that person going to progress with all of the past being thrown at them? So it ain't just about us letting the past go. It's about those around us. You got to let people's past go. Quit throwing people's past in their face. Everybody done messed up. Everybody. Everybody. I'll even enunciate it. Everybody has messed up. Everybody has made mistakes. Everybody falls short. Quit throwing people's past in their face and expecting them to be better. That is an oxymoron. It is foolish to think that I expect you to be a better person, but all I'm going to do is throw your negative past in your face. So, my message about behind us is not just for the individual that is having to let go of things behind them. It's for the individual who is throwing things in these people's faces as well. That is foul. That is wrong. It needs to go. It needs to stop. Whoever you are, if you do that, understand you are blocking people's progression. If that offends you, then it is what it is. You should think about that. If you, whoever you are in your own head and blocking your own progression, I promise you it's related to something in your past that you won't get past. The past blocks progression. The past blocks progression. Living in the past will block progression. Living in the past will block progression. Hear that. I've given you several examples of how that is. Again, if I spend my time trying to see what's behind me walking, if I'm trying to beeline in front of me and I'm always looking like this, I can't go this way. So you've got to let the past be where it is. It's over. It's done. It's behind you. Learn from it. Gain wisdom from it. And move on. Go forward. If you have those markers, those checkpoints, that's where the learn from it comes. Whoop, this is similar to when I did that. Cool, got it, move on. Whoop, this is similar to when I went through that. Whoop, got it, move on. Up, this is similar to when I did this. Up, this is similar to when I said this. Different. That's a point of reference. All of us have that. That's how we learn. We learn through pain. It sucks, but that's how we learn. As a kid, you learned that the stove was hot. A lot of times they tell you the stove is hot. You don't hear that until you tell, oh, dang, that was hot. Then that point of reference comes back. Oh, crap. Yes, last time I did that was hot. I'm not going to do that again. That point of reference is different. But if you keep thinking, man, what an idiot I was that they was telling me not to touch that stove and I touched it. What an idiot I was and you keep meditating on that, you're not going to grow. All you're going to think about is how bad of a person, how stupid, how unimportant, how whatever you are. All these things I can say about me as a person because I couldn't stop thinking about what I did. People told me not to touch the stove and I did it anyway. And now I can't function in life because every time something comes up, my point of reference I'm going to be stuck on was that I was told this and I didn't listen. I pray that you hear that. You got to cut yourself some slack. We've all done stupid things. Don't live in it. Learn from it. Don't live in it. Learn from it. Don't live in it. Learn from it. It was stupid. Yes. Are there consequences? Yes. Consequences happen regardless. Regardless of what we do, there's good and bad consequences. We can't get away from that. That's biblical. There's consequences. We're going to always have to face that. Learn from the consequences. Don't live in the mistake. Learn from the consequences. Don't live in the success. Because there's consequences to being successful. We like those consequences. We shouldn't live in them. We should learn from them. Most successful people are not sitting here talking about, well, 20 years ago I did this and that's all I focus on. They're trying to figure out the next thing. All right, I did this, that worked, cool, okay, bam, I gotta do this, yep. I'm going forward. I'm not staying back here. Living in your past is going to stunt growth. Period, end of discussion. It's going to stunt your growth. Don't live in it. I pray those under the sound of my voice hear what I'm saying, hear my motive from my heart of why I'm saying that, and that these same individuals, these same people are letting this, meditating on it and letting it grow in the heart so that it can become good fruit and manifest in your life. I pray that manifest 30, 60, 100 fold. I promise if you can do the simple thing of not beating yourself up. And I did a whole show about that, about not beating yourself up. I did a whole show about why not you. All of that is a combination of that. Quit living in the past. Live for what's going on right now and prepare for where you're going. I love y'all. I pray that you have a blessed day. And I guess I'm going to just start saying this all the time. If this blessed you, share it. Again, this has nothing to do with people seeing me. This is not me trying to make me more whatever. This is, if you feel like this message blessed you, why not bless other people with it? Because other people need to hear that. Because we have a world full of people in depression, anxiety. And what do you think the root of those are? Living in the past. Not being able to focus on the positive and move forward. These things are living. I'm so stuck on what happened here that I can't function. So obviously a lot of people are struggling with the concept of living in their past. So share this. I love y'all. Have a blessed day. Peace.